prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's Friday, and you know what that means. I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo, soon to be host of her own Superhuman Sisters radio show. Today's a very special day because we will be announcing the winner of the last 2 weeks' Secret Word contest.
For the Hot Logic and the Paleo Cookbook, and I think Carl has been priming everyone for this one with all of your... what is it called? Food porn on Facebook.
Oh my God. But I gotta tell you the truth. I mean, this thing is the greatest. I really mean it. I mean, they're not even advertising. They just came on the show one time to talk about their product. This is the greatest device ever made for people like us who care about what we eat, but we're jammed up every day with a million things to do. I mean, you tell them. I get up in the morning, I put my pound of beef or some chicken breast in there. I put some vegetables in there. I close it up. I carry it here. I plug it in. When I get here, I tear the bags open, drop everything in there, and then I go to work.
I was really impressed yesterday with the eggs that you put in there.
The eggs. So I made a pound of grass-finished beef, like I always do. And this time I took 4 eggs with me. And ironically, you said I had been thinking about cooking eggs in there. And John Parker's wife, Jennifer Parker, said, "Have you ever cooked eggs in it?" And I thought, well, you're going to find out today. So, and I think she means make like a frittata. She means like just break eggs by themselves, and I'll do that next. But what I did was it takes about an hour to cook a completely thawed raw ground beef in there. So I put that in first, and right after my show was over, which was about 2 hours later, I cracked 4 eggs in it and closed it back up. So the eggs were floating in all that delicious juice from the ground beef that it just had cooked. It poached the eggs. It was unbelievable.
That was so amazing. I think Cody Flyer asked on Facebook about the Pyrex. Where do you buy that?
It comes with it.
That comes with it. What a great deal. You can buy extra. So I would recommend buying extra because we have 2 of the little Pyrex dishes that you use constantly.
Right. I'm always And Elisa and I came up with another idea. So listen to this. Elisa and I are buried alive. We're launching new products. We've got the radio show. We've got some exciting things going on. So we're going from morning to night. I mean, we hit the ground running, go to the gym, come in, work, blah, 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 and we're constantly going. And then we generally don't get home until after 6. And then we have to cook, and then we have to eat. And I hate eating after 7 o'clock. I mean, I want to be done eating between 6 and 7 o'clock. So we're actually going to use 2 Hot Logic minis at home to prepare our meal in the morning and just leave it there. And when we come home, it's hot and ready to eat.
Similar to that of a crock pot.
Yes.
Yes.
Except you can make things in the Hot Logic Mini that you can't make in a crock pot.
Exactly.
So it's a great product.
We're going to announce the winner at the end of the show for this contest.
Yes. Elisa will pick the winner at random, and we will announce it at the end of the show. It could be you, so stay tuned.
So I've been feeling a little kind
blue.
Of blue.
You said blue.
A little blue. I don't know if it's the weather change, if it's, you know, typically October is my favorite month. I love the fall. I love Halloween. You know, the whole holidays are coming up.
It's also another significant month because your birthday falls in October.
My birthday. So, but you know, it's like I'm getting another year older this month.
And now it's starting to count, right?
Yes.
It's like once you're over 50 years old, then it's a different feeling than before 50, because before 50, you're like, oh man, I'm rocking and rolling this age, you know, whatever, 48, 49, 50. But once you get like over 50, it's like, oh wow, I'm running out of candle wick now.
Yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, time's running out. You want to do something, you know, it's time to start doing.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, so this morning I was getting ready for the show and I got this email from WebMD, and it says, "Our bodies as we age. After 40, people have a hard time seeing less than 2 feet away."
And I got to tell you, I'm wearing reading glasses today. I am, because I've had some trouble with my sleep. The audience knows about it. And when I don't sleep as well, my eyes are tired. But overall, I don't use reading glasses thanks to Can't See Eye Drops.
No, I don't typically.
Right.
Sometimes I have to if I'm in a dark restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I can use the flashlight on my phone,
right,
and not have to use.
So most
glasses.
People are already reaching for glasses at 40. I mean, here I am, 57, and I probably use reading glasses 1% of the time that I read.
Right. You need to take more antacids.
Yeah, because you have heartburn, gut issues. And heartburn is? Because I've done so much research into this with the whole snoring linkage to gut issues that I've been working on. If you're getting heartburn, it's not because the food you ate is too acidic. It's because the esophageal sphincter, the hatch, so to speak, like on a submarine, is letting food out of your stomach. It has nothing to do with the quality or quantity of acid in your stomach. It has to do with the quality of the seal in the esophageal sphincter, which is completely mechanical. Driven by muscle and nerves.
Well, because I put some ginger in my green tea the other day, and I can't use the ginger.
And
it
guess
gives
what?
Me indigestion.
And guess what I learned? And so I love ginger, right? But ginger is one of the things that causes the esophageal sphincter to relax.
Really?
As does caffeine.
So that
as
was a double
chocolate.
That was a double whammy with the green tea,
yes,
and the ginger.
Yes.
Because every time I have ginger, I know it's good for you, and I try to use it. I can't.
And taking an antacid because you have heartburn basically doesn't solve the problem of the leaky esophageal sphincter. It just makes the problem more manageable because it's just not burning you as much. But you still have the leakage going on.
Achy joints are a part of getting older. Half of people 65 or older have arthritis.
I have zero achy joints. Thank God that is not one of my problems.
I thought about that this morning. I thought, my joints aren't achy.
That's the least of my problems.
You may have a harder time hearing, especially women's and kids' voices.
What's that?
I guess because women and kids have a higher pitched tone, but...
Or it could be that men are grumpy and they just don't want to hear their wives or their kids anymore.
Oh, you're going to like this one. Aging means the end of sex.
Yeah. I guess I'm not getting older.
I don't think that's true. And here's one. You're going to get shorter.
This one, so we talked about this, Elisa and I, off the air. What could potentially shrink? What could potentially collapse in your body? Bone doesn't shrink.
It's the cartilage.
Yes. So if you stay well hydrated and you use a good glucosamine chondroitin product and you do some resistance training where you're loading your body regularly, you won't have that shrinkage.
Well, and even like, do you think the collagen that I put in?
Absolutely.
A bone broth with collagen?
Absolutely. That keeps the synovial fluid plump in those synovial capsules and in those discs in your spine and in the joints. It keeps it nice and full, and you have your height. You lose height because all of that soft tissue starts to collapse and shrink.
Well, what about like hyaluronic acid supplements? I've read that that's
you can
good
take
for
those
your skin.
Too. I mean, glucosamine and chondroitin convert to hyaluronic acid. I mean, you know, so many things feed hyaluronic acid, but you could take it as well.
Do your ears hang low? That's a song, isn't it?
Isn't it? Yeah, kids' song. Do your ears hang low? Do they something when you
do they something to and fro?
Yeah, right.
Because your ears might get bigger or do get bigger.
Yeah, and in fact, your ears. In your fingernails.
This is what we have to look forward to.
Big floppy ears as you get older.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was.
You said your ears and your fingernails.
Yeah, no, but I was thinking about when you're dead. But no, your ears don't keep growing. Your fingernails keep growing.
Older people are more likely to get constipated.
Not my problem.
Not my
I'm
problem.
I'm really regular, man. I mean, I'm regular. First thing in the morning,
TMI,
I got to go.
TMI.
Yeah, too much information. First thing in the morning, I got to go. It's a wonderful feeling. It's great. I've never had that problem.
You get wrinkles because you lose proteins that help keep your skin firm.
Well, and collagen, obviously. That's what they got to be talking about. But I do have wrinkles. But my wrinkles were more of a result of when I was fat, my face blew up. And then when I lost weight, you know, the skin didn't pull back.
Who is it? Barbara Southland wants to do Botox.
On me. Yeah. I actually thought about Botox just recently, but I'm afraid to do it because I like my expressions. You know, I like being able to furrow my brow. In fact, we were at your Papa Ben's one day, and I was sitting down talking to him, and he said to me, "Raise your eyebrows." And I went like that, and he goes, "Now relax them." He goes, "Oh, okay." He goes, I thought you were like that all the time." I like having those expressions. I do have very deep lines, but we watched a movie with Richard Gere the other day, and he's got them too. I'm thinking, wait, he's got them. I got them.
Yes, that's what you said. Look, Richard Gere has lines.
Like mine, deep ones.
Yeah, and I'm digging the gray hair.
Yeah, I just got to get it cut. But I think the lines make you more contemplative, you know what I mean? More expressive.
What was it that woman said, far out?
Yeah, last night we were watching a show.
Far out.
We were watching the Antique Road Show.
I said,
who the hell says that anymore?
who the hell watches Antique Road Show unless you're old?
Yeah, we're old people do. We're old.
You end up growing unwanted hair. Like it says women do because they lose estrogen. So your hair, you have hair loss on top of your head, but then you grow unwanted hair in other places. Like in your ear.
Yeah, I have stalks
on your
of
nipples.
Yeah, yeah. Women get that, but men get it in their ears and their nose. Remember, who was it we were talking to one day and it looked like he had a stalk of straw hanging out of his nostrils? There's somebody we were talking to, the guy who did our landscaping.
Oh,
Steve.
Like you could braid it.
It was like, so bad.
And
you said, doesn't his wife tell him his nose hair is so long? And we have a friend of ours that we've talked about on the show. She was our esthetician, but she doesn't do it anymore. Trish. She said she had a guy come in once for a facial, and the hair in his nose grew right into his mustache. He thought it was like mustache hair. It was actually coming from his nose straight down into his mustache. That's got to be disgusting, man. If you don't see that stuff in the mirror, something's really wrong with you.
Losing control of your bladder is an unavoidable part
Completely
of aging.
Completely baloney. It is not unavoidable. Women who exercise regularly and women, one of the side effects of losing estrogen is losing control of the bladder. So it's not unavoidable. WebMD wants you to think it's unavoidable because then they'll put you on some sort of drug that sequesters urine in your kidneys. It's nonsense.
I guess.
Is that it?
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
We're not getting older.
So I got that and I'm like, oh, great. This is what I have to look forward to.
Yeah, 30 or 40 years from now.
Right. Okay, so this is also October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, and this is getting nauseating. So we had a sponsor. So to talk about it. Talk about it. Then I'll talk about it.
Well, okay, there's a couple things I would like to talk about. First of all, so we've all done these shows. We've done the shows in the past about Susan G. Komen and how very little of what they collect goes to
researching for a cure, even though they say for the cure.
Right.
Yeah, like 14% of hundreds of, I think they get like 300 or 400 million a year, and 14% of that is actually provided to researchers who are working on a cure. And obviously the cures that they choose are not the ones that we think would work.
Right.
The rest of the money goes to corporate structure, what they call outreach and education, having these marches, which actually are just fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's Susan G. Komen. When I go into a store during this time of year, and they go, oh, would you like to donate a dollar to Susan G. Komen? I always look at the attendant and go, do you know how much of that dollar actually goes to research? And they always go, no. And I say 14 cents. I think I'll just keep my dollar.
Well, and then you see like the pink ribbon everywhere, and don't forget that Susan G. Komen sues people if they use
the word for the cure.
Oh, is it the word for the cure?
Yeah,
they sue people for using their slogan.
Right. Yeah, you can't use the word for the cure for your charity. So if you have a muscular dystrophy charity and you're looking to raise money to cure muscular dystrophy, you can't say whatever the name of your charity is for the cure of muscular dystrophy. They own that slogan now.
So the other day I was at the bookstore and I was browsing cookbooks, and there was a cookbook by Betty Crocker, and it was in conjunction with Susan G. Komen for breast cancer, people living with cancer and beyond.
Yeah.
Okay, so they had recipes in there for people who are sick and living with cancer, which the concept of this is a good idea.
Right, right.
But the recipes that were in this book, I wish I had it in front of me.
They're all the recipes that give you cancer.
Oh my gosh.
Lots of sugar and starches.
You know, they were talking about, oh, have a smoothie if you can't eat anything. The smoothie had, I think it had some flaxseed in it.
That was the only thing that was in there that was potentially like
guess
not
what
harmful.
Else they had in for you to put in the smoothie?
What?
A cup of Cheerios.
Yeah.
Ground up in the smoothie.
Yeah, right.
A cup of Cheerios.
Right, which is loaded with glyphosate. You know, the list goes on and on.
Who puts a cup of Cheerios in their protein?
But the recipes were all like
bread. Well, bread and pastas and pizza.
Yeah.
And I'm like going, there should be, you know, salads and vegetables
healthy
and
fats,
proteins and healthy fats.
Omega-3s
and you know,
fish.
Avocado with, you know, the avocado with an egg or, you know, just that would be easy for someone to eat if they didn't feel well.
Well, I want to stay with this,
okay?
Because we have a lot more to talk about this because this is the month for something called pink washing.
Yes.
And everybody and their mothers is coming out right now and trying to promote their product under the guise of, you know, for breast cancer awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no problem with this when the product that they're offering and or the proceeds are going to breast cancer research. But just saying buy this because it's breast cancer, that's a horrible, horrible thing. So let's talk about this when we come back from the break.
Okay. Dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee CanSee Eye Drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. Later in the show, we're actually getting donations from listeners in the audience. We're going to name a couple names at the end of the show. Also, just want to remind people that this is the season for pumpkin spice, and Quest Protein Bars has their new pumpkin spice protein bar, the first coated Quest bar ever. So it actually has a coating of what looks like maybe like a yogurt type coating. Is that what it is? It's so good. If you haven't tried it, check them out. This is a seasonal bar. It won't be around for long, just like the season. So check it out. Go to Quest Protein Bars and it's questbar.com and check out the new seasonal pumpkin spice protein bar.
Okay, we're going to go back now and talk about pink.
Yeah, and thank
pink
God
that,
you know, this is an example. Like Quest isn't saying, "Hey, buy bars." So what people are doing right now is they have products that are non sequiturs that have nothing to do.
What I just wanted to say one more thing back to the cookbook that I was talking about earlier.
Yes,
in that same smoothie recipe, they called for and they specifically stated skim milk.
Yeah, right.
Do not use whole milk.
Yeah, because you want to improve the increase the glycemic index and glycemic load of the, so you wouldn't want it to slow anything down with using full fat milk. You know what? This is the same thing that goes on with diabetes. If you go into a bookstore and you look for a diabetes cookbook, it's all carbs. And it's just silly. This is nonsense that they even do this, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
So Susan G. Komen now has their own perfume. And there was a third-party assay revealed that there were 14 carcinogens in their fragrance.
Yeah, spray it right on your breasts so you can get breast cancer even faster.
So Kentucky Fried Chicken, they have the pink buckets.
Yeah, it's called pink washing. So right now everybody is doing something. Now, some of them are actually donating money.
Avon actually had some issues back in 2002 where they had parabens in their lipsticks, and since then they've been trying is a big word, but I don't know why people have to try and they can't just do it. But anyway,
right.
They, since 2002, have worked on getting their toxins out of their cosmetics.
Right.
And they've also donated $700 million to breast cancer awareness and education.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, breast cancer research and education.
So actual research.
Research.
Yeah, not the 14% of 300 million.
No.
Pink washing is a sin, folks. If you're a religious person, pink washing is a sin. Trying to sell your product under the guise that it's good for you because it's breast cancer aware. If you're not giving money to breast cancer with that, then shame on you.
Marshmallows with the pink symbol on it. Marshmallows.
I just got an email today from a former sponsor of ours that said October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and the header of the email says Pinktober, and it says buy this product because it's good for your immune system. It doesn't say that they're giving any money to breast cancer. This is nonsense.
So there's a drink, I guess, called the Pink Chambord. It was voted the best spirit of 2010 by the Tasting Panel magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And their slogan is pink your drink with the little pink ribbon next to it.
Yeah, and Chambord is a cherry liqueur. It's really good, actually.
Is it?
It's really good.
But, I mean, it's all sugar, I'm sure, and alcohol.
Well, it's alcohol and sugar, yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
Yeah.
Interesting concept for breast cancer awareness.
I say breast cancer awareness is important, but help your friends avoid breast cancer by telling them the truth about high sugar diets, about parabens, about chemicals, you know. Don't don't lie to them and make them think that by donating a dollar at Walgreens to Susan G. Komen that they're gonna that Susan G. Komen is gonna come up with the cure for breast cancer, because they're not. So shame on them. Okay.
So the people just need to. I mean, somehow I think we need to get more word out about the ketogenic diet and
well,
cancer.
Just, you know, activity. Stay away from chemicals that are linked to cancer.
Speaking of chemicals, that show you did on Wednesday with Dr. Samsel and Dr. Sinoff, if everybody hasn't listened to that, you need to listen to that show.
Yeah, glyphosate. We actually circulated a commercial-free version of it. So, because, you know, I always have these people who detract from the show. Well, I remember reading a guest who had been on the show who posted the show and said, you know, this guy Carl is great and the show is great. Just a warning, the show is full of commercials. And I'm thinking to myself, really? Do you say that when you recommend somebody watch a TV show? Like, why does that have to be a pre-qualified? Well, just to let you know, heads up, don't be shocked that there's a lot of commercials. It's like, so we made
a
commercial.
But there's commercials
on
AM/FM radio.
Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere there's commercials.
Somehow I'm breaking the rules, but we made a commercial-free version of it so that those out there who are like afraid to pass it around to friends.
With commercials.
Yeah, and this way it's shorter and there's no commercials. And it's on my Facebook page. And everybody should really share that link, because you must hear. 15,000 plus documents received as a result of the Freedom of Information Act.
Dr. Samsel had to go through his senator to get the
documents. Yes, they didn't want, Monsanto did not want to release them.
That Monsanto has been hiding, and the EPA has allowed it to happen.
And between the Monsanto internal documents of Monsanto's plus documents between Monsanto and the EPA, all showing that they know that glyphosate is harmful to people, but they released it on the population anyway. This activity calls for people to go to jail. Nothing short of that. People at the EPA, that is supposed to be the firewall against these exact things happening to the American public, and people at Monsanto need to go to jail. Just like you or I would go to jail. If you poisoned someone, okay, let's say you every day gave your relative a little bit of arsenic and knew that in about 2 to 3 years they'd develop a disease and die, and then someone found out you did that, you'd go to jail. That's what Monsanto's doing.
What was it that Dr. Sinoff said about the rise in skin cancers
yeah,
because of the glyphosate?
Yeah, because it's being stored. It metabolizes into a different form of glyphosate. I can't remember the name of it. And it gets stored in the skin. And when it is exposed to sulfides, which happens when you're in the sun, the cholesterol undergoes a process where it's bonded to sulfur. That bond activates this particular chemical, and it produces melanoma. And so the rise in skin cancer we're seeing, even though people are slathering themselves with sunscreen and wearing hats and wearing all this stuff, may actually be a result of the amount of glyphosate that's stored itself in their bodies. It's sad.
I listened to that show and I was frightened because it's scary. I mean,
no way to get around it.
You can't.
Can't get around it. And then you have people that are spraying it in their driveways. Their kids are out there playing in the driveway. And I mean, it's what Monsanto has unleashed on our planet.
Knowingly.
And what the EPA has allowed them to do may have transgenerational epigenetic effects for the next five generations. I mean,
and it's just not. I mean, and then the show you did yesterday about the BPA, it's just not. And
it's all these chemicals.
It's all the chemicals.
Yes, it's all these chemicals. They're coming home to haunt us now. So someone needs to go to jail. Lots of people need to go to jail, but they won't. They won't. They'll pay a fine, or they'll cover it up, or they'll do something, and no one will go to jail.
So yesterday, or this week sometime, I'm not sure what day it was. I'm getting older and losing my memory.
Yeah, right.
One day this week on one of the morning shows, they had a story about children and protein. And there was a story that they ran about a 13-year-old who's a gymnast, and he's striving to become an Olympic gymnast, and he uses whey protein supplements. That's what they call it, whey protein supplements, to supplement his protein intake. Mm-hmm. And they said on the show, there was a registered dietitian that said children don't need protein supplementing their protein. They should get enough of it in their diet, unless they're extreme athletes, and that they should get no more than 52 grams a day.
Right.
Because it's harmful to their liver and kidneys.
Right. Which is complete nonsense. Tell that to our ancestors who ate protein day in and day out. That it's, oh, that's harmful to your kidneys. This is the idiocy, the nonsense that goes on within the registered dietetic environment. The registered dietitians, by and large, are good people. And they mean well. They want to help people. But they're forced into, they're indoctrinated into this thing that, you know, carbohydrates need to be the cornerstone of your diet. Grains are really, really good for you. And don't eat too much protein because it'll destroy your kidneys. We've heard this lie. We've heard this misinformation passed from person to person for decades now, and it's been proven to be wrong in science. Unless you already have compromised kidney function, then eating upwards of a gram a day of protein will not harm you. Not at all.
They said that a child should have half a gram.
A gram per pound, I'm sorry.
A child should have a half a gram per pound of body weight.
And this makes no sense because we're talking about a child who's growing. So their weight is increasing. Their body size is increasing. So if anything, they should be leading protein, leading the growth, instead of trailing behind the growth. So they should be increasing their protein intake every month slightly, every year slightly, until they hit that growth point where they're not growing anymore. Because your body needs protein to synthesize, you know, tissue. It needs protein to operate. It needs protein for a lot of things. And let's not forget that part of the discussion that everybody's missing here is that the endoplasmic reticulum assembles amino acids to be messengers in the body from cell to cell. And if you are depleted in protein, then back in the old days, they used to make newspapers. They had a typeset. They had to put, if you ran out of the letter K and you needed six more letters K to do an article, and you tried to do that article without the letter K, it would make no sense. You can't communicate to people if you have a limited amount of letters. The syntax of those amino acids provide communication from cell to cell. If you are not getting enough protein in your diet, which then lends itself to these amino acid pools that the endoplasmic reticulum can assemble into messengers, you're limiting your body's ability to send messages. We have no idea what role that plays in the development of diseases. So this nonsense that, oh, only 30 grams of protein per sitting is useful to the body, and too much protein is going to harm your kidneys.
And women are guilty of that too.
Women and children. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Guys get a lot of protein because we love things like steak, hamburgers, and stuff like that. But most guys out there are probably getting all the protein they need, unless mm-hmm. they're vegans. Want to talk more about this on the other side?
No, we're done. We can talk about something else.
Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to BrooksCubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer e-books, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to BrooksCubic.com right now. At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So you know about the all the research on inactivity and those of us who have to sit. And some people aren't fortunate enough to be able to have like a standing desk.
Right.
And some people may not even be able to get up and walk 10 minutes every hour just because, like, you get deep into a project, it's already distracting, you're getting phone calls, emails, and it's now like, oh, I have to get up and walk now so that my sitting doesn't kill me. There's research that shows that fidgeting may actually reverse the dangers of sitting too long.
I guess I'm good then.
I was going to say, when we watch a movie, Elisa's little feet are going. Their little feet are going side to side. And, you know, you're a fidgeter. There's no doubt about it.
I am a fidgeter. That's true.
So no wonder why you're aging so well.
Is it because I fidget?
Well, that and the fact that you don't sit down. You're like a shark. You can't sit still.
That's true. Yeah. The first study was published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine. It suggests that fidgeting in your seat, like squirming around as Carl is sitting over there squirming, may cancel out the negative health effects that result from extended periods of sitting.
I say flex. Flex your biceps, your triceps, your shoulders, your back, your chest while you're sitting there.
Study number two comes from researchers from King's College in London.
Good school.
Who have concluded that better health will not come from exercising for longer periods of time, but from reducing the amount of time you spend in your office chair.
Right. Right. So, we can't do that. You can't, some of us have no choice but to spend time in our office chair. So I think fidgeting is a good strategy.
Well, like for you, for example, during the breaks, you can get up and I just got up and ran down the hallway to the bathroom. There's a cricket in the hallway.
Did he say hello?
Thought hello. It was nighttime.
Hello. He's my friend. Hello. How you doing?
So I think that's interesting and good news. Don't you?
Yes, very good news. Very, very good news. Brian, did you bring me my pound? I didn't bring my Hot Logic today. So, Brian, I'll give you the money in a little while, okay?
Brian just delivered Carl's a pound of
pulled pork, baby. I'm rocking that, baby.
He's such a good neighbor.
Yeah, Brian's the best. He actually, I feel like he works here with me sometimes. Brian's been on the air, remember?
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Brian.
Talking about how you've got him eating avocados. And
yeah,
he never...
he's lost weight. He looks great.
He does look good.
Yeah, he really does.
Okay, so fidgeting. Everybody, if you're sitting down, start to fidget a bit.
Yeah, right now. Fidget for the rest of the show. Just like that. And you know if you're doing it right if you annoy the people next to you. That's the idea. All right.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about next?
So the candy industry is... Yeah.
Dying on the vine, so to speak.
Never mind. Let's move on to a different
thing. Want to talk about the fact that people are eating more full-fat foods and they're saying, is that a good thing or not?
Sure.
I think it is a good thing. What do you think?
I think it's good.
I think that you got to be careful.
I used to be afraid to eat. I mean, when I was younger, I was afraid to eat fat because I thought fat would make me fat.
I think that I'm not a big proponent of like going overboard and downing coconut oil all day long and butter, but I think not being afraid of using them where they're appropriate is a good idea. I mean, there's a lot of research out there that shows that eating whole eggs is so much better for you. It reduces inflammation. The cholesterol is important for the body. And so many people still are afraid to eat whole eggs. And I think it's because for so many years, like you pointed out, we've been told that this is bad. It's hard to just break that habit.
A report on fat in our diets published by the Credit Suisse.
Is that Credit Suisse? Yeah.
I guess I need that's to actually put a my bank. Glasses
that's a,
on.
That's a Swiss bank, I think.
Suisse Research Institute found that sales of whole milk in the U.S. for the first half of this year grew by 11%, while sales of skim milk shrank by 14%.
Yeah, except the people that are buying the Betty Crocker cancer diet book.
Egg consumption has grown by 2% in the last 12 months, with organic egg sales seeing the most growth at 21%.
That's great.
And sales of butter rose 14% last year and increased another 6% in the first few months of this year.
I wish they would differentiate between butter from grass-fed cows and conventional butter, because that would really be impressive if they did that.
It says here that low-fat and non-fat foods have undergone more processing. Therefore, their full-fat versions seem to be more natural. And I think the trend is now leaning toward more natural, less processed things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good thing. Obviously, the foods that we make in our home are better for us than the things that come out of packages.
Well, you know, and I thought about that because I have friends who say they don't cook and they're never going to cook. And sometimes I feel like because I loved cook.
Right.
But part of the reason why I loved cook is because it's healthy.
Right.
And it's healthier for us. And eating out, you don't know if you're getting what you're getting.
No. And a lot of times when I eat out, my stomach doesn't feel good after the food, even though, you know, I could order a steak and a baked potato, for instance. But they put seasoning on the steak. I don't put seasoning on my steak. In fact, the other day, Brian came in after I had made a pound of beef and he tasted some of it. And he goes, don't you put any seasoning on the ground beef? I said, no, I love the flavor of the beef. Why would I put seasoning on it? And you have a friend, David. We went to his house one day and we brought our own chicken from our farmer. And he said, do you want me to put anything on it? And you said, no. And he said, how can you eat it without seasoning on it?
It tastes so good.
Well, but the chicken from when you buy healthy chicken that's fresh, that was just processed, you know, the week before you're eating it, it tastes so darn good. Why would you want to cover it up with Mrs. Dash or something like that?
So in this same article, it says nutritional guidelines advise eating no more than 65 grams of fat and no more than 20 grams of saturated fat for a 2,000 calorie diet. One cup of whole milk makes a bit of a dent in your daily fat allowance, it has 8 grams of fat.
But what's that going to do to you?
I don't understand. 4.6 grams of saturated fat.
See, so if you're eating a high-fat diet and your cholesterol is staying within what's considered a healthy range, I don't mean the artificially suppressed, you got to get on statin drugs to reach that range. I'm talking about a healthy range below 220, let's say. What does it matter how much saturated fat you're eating? I understand that saturated fat in some instances can trigger inflammation. But if you're getting enough omega-3s and other things that suppress inflammation, there's a balance there. This is what I hate about 2,000 calorie meal, 65 grams of fat. This is meaningless. This is nonsense. It's nonsense. We're not cars. We don't have a gas tank. And, you know, I mean, it's like there's more to us than that.
The registered dietitian / nutritionist here says the key is to keep track of how much and how often you're eating them.
Really? But you can eat all the grains you want.
Yes.
That's no problem. But just stay away from fat and protein, the two things that your body needs the most of. Keep in mind that we just talked about this with Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld.
On Thursday.
Yeah, about
yesterday.
The BPA. So BPA actually, if a mother is exposed to BPA while she's pregnant, there's a risk of her child being less active. The child just doesn't move as much. This is what they found out in this rodent study, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about this as it relates to people. One of the things I didn't say that I want to say now, we talked about the fact that these poisons, BPA, glyphosate, they get stored in the fat cells. Fat cells are where these things, where your body puts toxins. If you're on a low-fat diet, your body has no choice. Your body likes to put poisons into fat. If you don't have fat going through your digestive tract regularly, then it puts it into the fat cells. But if you have fat in your diet, then a lot of these toxins won't be absorbed in the first place. And to prove that point, I have a book at home from the late 1800s called Fortunes and Formulas. And they have a whole section dedicated to antidotes. Okay?
Okay.
And after every, you read, if you swallowed this, the first thing you should do is drink whole milk, they tell you. Everything that they talk about is fat. Fat, fat, fat. When you get a poison, you right away you should eat fats. And that's because they knew back then that fats, that these poisons gravitate to the fats, get them out of your body, put them in the fats that are going to come out your behind when you go poop, instead of letting them be stored. And now you have people on these low-fat diets. Everybody's afraid to eat. Guess what? This is creating an environment to store more of these toxins in your body.
When was this book written?
In the late 1800s. Because that's when we started to fall in love with, you know, everything chemical.
Right. I'm actually reading a book right now. There was a movie that came out about it, Madame Bovary, and it's in the late 1800s, early 1900s.
Right.
And she talks about using vinegar. Madame Bovary talks about using vinegar to keep slim.
So she would have, when would she have the vinegar?
She'd just drink the vinegar.
Like throughout the day or before
throughout
a meal?
Throughout the day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And now we know why that does that, right?
Mm-hmm. I find this interesting though that at that time period they knew that the vinegar
Well, so here's the thing. Back then, anecdotal evidence was enough for people to utilize critical thinking and go, wow, my grandmother did this, her grandmother did this, and the same thing happened. Vinegar, for some reason, it makes you lose body fat, right? Today, if it doesn't work out that way in science, we just disregard it. And this is where critical thinking comes in. They knew that vinegar led to a person being leaner. They didn't know why. They didn't know how. They didn't know anything about the glycemic index or the flora in the gut that it affects or any of those things. They just knew that it did. And then today, no one talks about that anymore because science moves on to sexier things, to drugs and stuff like that. But yeah, you want to stay lean? Have a teaspoon of vinegar before every meal. Bam. So we have to take a break.
Okay.
These segments are going fast. That must be a good sign. I hope everybody's enjoying the show. Don't forget, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest at the end of the show. Plus, we have to acknowledge a couple people who have donated money to us on the website. Lovely people. I'm flattered. I'm flattered. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Just to know your name. 17 tracks. Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play Your Court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112. And be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. PlayYourCourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
I'm fidgeting. I'm fidgeting with rhythm. Welcome back. Dancing. Okay,
so this is in reference to what we talked about, the show that you did on Wednesday.
Glyphosate.
And they said that we need to eat everything organic, as much as possible organic. That's right. What Dr. Sinoff said. Right. So there is now some troubling news here. that organic grains, if you eat grains and you eat organic because you think
they're safer.
Well, they're contaminated. Tropical Traditions did a test on grains and found that they were contaminated with glyphosate
as well.
Yes.
So, I mean, and this is, I mean, this is probably because some of the farmers are lying that they're growing stuff organically. You know, you have to remember, unless you're buying from a small family farm, you are buying from a producer. I mean, you're not buying from the producer. You're buying from the company that acquires from lots of farms and then blends it all together and makes products out of it. They have limited control on the honesty of the people that they get their products from.
So Tropical Traditions decided to test some commercial wheat products. They did this after reading research about the issue of glyphosate being sprayed on wheat prior to harvest.
Okay, now we talked about this on our show. We broke this news at the beginning of the year with Dr. Stephanie Seneff, of all people. So Monsanto, and I actually put the page from Monsanto's book on Facebook one day. Monsanto has a handbook that they give to farmers. And one of the problems with wheat crops is that if you have a 500 acres of wheat, the crop matures at different rates. So let's say the day that you go to harvest, only 70% of the crop is matured and ready for harvest. That means 30% of the crop is wasted. For anybody who understands agriculture, when you put stress on a plant, it starts to speed up its process. So what Monsanto told farmers is, look, you can have a higher yield per acre and not have to wait as long to harvest if you spray your entire crop with glyphosate, because glyphosate's going to kill the crop. If it's not a genetically modified variant designed to avoid the killing effects of glyphosate, glyphosate will kill the crop in a specified period of time. So if you spray your entire crop with glyphosate, the whole crop matures at the same time. And then you harvest it and you get 100% yield from your crop. And farmers were like, wow, this is great. This is genius. So farmers have been spraying their crops with glyphosate, Roundup, just days, you know, before they harvested it. And then they would harvest it and then they would do whatever they do to process it, and they'd ship it off to whoever is going to buy the grain from them. And here it is. It's coated with glyphosate.
So they sent some wheat grown in Montana, North Dakota, and Canada. They sent it to a well-known and respected laboratory to be tested for glyphosate. All tested positive for glyphosate residue. The range was between 0.07 milligrams and 2.09.
Milligrams and not parts? So that's what it is, mg?
mg/kilograms.
Oh, milligrams a kilogram. Okay, yeah.
Keep in mind,
that's pretty high.
This glyphosate found in non-GMO crops. For a GMO crop such as GMO soybeans, which are sprayed heavily, the range is typically between 3.3 and 5.7
milligrams
per kilogram.
Now keep in mind that glyphosate accumulates in the body, and what we learned from Dr. Samsel the other day was the research that Monsanto did was 3 milligrams a kilogram of glyphosate in the test animals, and they develop cancers and they develop all these problems. Okay, so if you're eating a particular product every single day, corn, and you don't even know how much corn, because nowadays you're not eating corn and you're eating corn. You know, you're buying a product and it's
corn
got corn starch, corn this, corn that, and so if you're getting 1.5 milligrams a day cumulative throughout the whole day, day after day, week after week, month after month, then you're exceeding the amount of glyphosate that hurt the rats. And so this notion that, well, a little glyphosate isn't going to hurt anybody, it's not a little glyphosate. It's in every flipping thing you buy, you eat, you touch, and everything else.
They found this in organic wheat and other organic grains, including organic barley, oats, spelt, and Einkorn, E-I-N-K-O-R-N. Yeah. I don't know what that
Einkorn.
Is.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is. I think it's like a barley.
The only organic grains that tested clean were organic rye and organic millet.
Yeah. And that's because they're not big crop. They're not big money crops. I mean, as far as grain goes.
There was one variety of organic wheat, which came from a small-scale farmer in Wisconsin that tested clean.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who that was.
I don't know.
Speaking of farmers, I watched the Seeded Fear.
The Seeds of Fear?
Seeds of Fear. Yeah. It's the story of the farmer who was, his father was sued by Monsanto for unknowingly using their seeds.
Well, he didn't use them. His crop became cross-pollinated by a neighbor's crop.
Right.
And so once that happens, then he saved the seeds like all farmers did before Monsanto wants you to buy your seeds every year. Farmers save their seeds for the next planting season. So once that one crop was cross-pollinated and he saved his seeds, he was basically saving patented seeds. He didn't know that.
And they sued him and they won. And he died shortly thereafter. Right. Basically, this documentary that is done there's a director, I forget the director's name, and Neil Young helped to get it out there and produced it and got it out.
Right.
He basically said that his father, it just killed his father, this whole Monsanto.
Yeah. The bullying, the jackbooted bullies that they are.
And so then Monsanto tried.
And this is exactly why other countries don't even want their corn or their soy in there, because they know it's incestuous. It will infestate other crops, so, and then you're screwed. You have no heirloom crops anymore.
So the documentary was about the son. His name is White. His last name is White, and he was cleaning seeds for people so that they could reuse them.
Mm-hmm.
And Monsanto started suing him because he was cleaning patented seeds that they're not supposed to reuse.
You're supposed to throw them away. You're supposed to just throw them. I mean, this is something that's been going on for 40,000 years, which is that you plant a crop, you thrive from that crop, you save the seeds from that crop, and next growing season you plant another crop. That's been going on for over 40,000 years in subsistence farming, okay? Monsanto wants to completely derail that. If Monsanto had the opportunity to patent air and charge you for breathing, they would do it tomorrow morning.
But he talks about how they had private investigators following him.
Oh, yeah.
That they bullied him and told him they were going to kill. That there was a salesman from somewhere that Monsanto had come out to talk to him and told him they were going to kill him.
Yeah, that's terrible. And this is Monsanto. This is why Monsanto owns their own army. They own Blackwater. They bought Blackwater, which is all CIA and
former this sounds like a
military
conspiracy theory, but it's real.
Yeah. If it wasn't true, it would be funny. It would be like, oh yeah, right, this, you know, tin hat guy. This is actually going on and our government allows it. And the only way to suppress this is for more people to know. You don't have to do anything but know, because once everybody knows, then politicians can't keep hiding them. And politicians are the slimiest of all, because they'll just cut their ties with Monsanto and let them go under.
All politicians.
Yeah, every one of them. Every one of them. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25%.
25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Tomorrow never comes until it's too late.
Superhuman Radio is brought to you by a special grant from All American Pharmaceuticals. Their product line is All American EFX Sports. If you would like to try Crealkaline, the only patented buffered creatine monohydrate supplement in the world, go to superhumanradio.com. At the bottom right-hand side of the homepage, you will see a banner ad with Dr. Jeff Galini's picture on it. It says, Ask the Scientist. Click that and ask him for a free sample, and be sure to include your mailing address. Also, want to win a free year's supply of Only Goodness Inside deodorant? Right there on the top of SupremeRadio.com in the billboard rotator, you'll see a banner. You click that, you enter your name and email address, and you're entered to win a year's supply of Only Goodness Inside, the only safe alternative to deodorant out there today. So check it out.
Okay. So I want to talk about a study that I read about women's hot flashes and hormones. According to the North American Menopause Society, three quarters of North American women have menopausal hot flashes.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. And I talk to friends who are in their 30s that are already either on hormones or experiencing, the effects of perimenopause.
Mm-hmm.
And according to this study here, exercise doesn't work. Yoga therapies, acupuncture. The only thing that works are the FDA-approved non-hormonal therapy for hot flashes, which is an SNRI.
That's a serotonin and norepinephrine reuptake inhibitor instead of a selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor.
The SSRIs may offer some relief, but not as much as the SNRIs.
I don't think they offer relief either. I think that these poor women are so feel like they've got hit in the, if they've gotten a frontal lobotomy, and they don't feel anything anymore.
They said that the evidence is strong that exercise, yoga, paced respiration, acupuncture do not work.
Well, I believe that.
I believe they don't recommend them.
But see, the problem with this whole study is they start out at the very, very beginning that some women may not be eligible to take HRT or choose not to. The large majority of women who choose not to use HRT have been scared off of it by the medical orthodoxy. And, you know, I'll never forget a doctor that I was talking to one time, and I was talking about melatonin. And he goes, oh, you don't want to fool around with that. That's a hormone. And I'm like, what?
Oh, Carl had to sneeze.
Sorry,
bless
I had to
you.
Sneeze. And I was like, what? You don't want to fool around with hormones. You don't want to fool around with your hormones. And I'm thinking to myself, so let me get this straight. For 40 years, a woman has these hormones running through her body and life is just cruising along great. Now these hormones subside and she develops all these problems, sleeplessness, depression, hot flashes, certain foods trigger certain and you're telling me you don't want to fool around with the hormones? You want to give her an SNRI or SSRI instead? This is nonsense. These women have been told that hormones are dangerous. That's a lie. The hormones that
SSRIs and SNRIs are not dangerous?
Oh my God, they're worse for you. They're terrible. But the hormones that the doctor is prescribing, Premarin and Prempro, yeah, it's from a horse, number one, and it's methylated, number two. That's not what the body had before. Women don't have horse estrogen in them. They don't have horse progesterone in them.
So let me tell you what's really upsetting about this study. Okay? So what they're recommending is to use the SNRI, and it's FENLAFAXINE. That's the name of the drug.
I take your word for it.
It was initially introduced by Wyeth.
Yeah.
And it's now marketed by Pfizer.
Right.
So the executive director of the National Association of Menopause Society, his name is Dr. Wolf H U T I A N.
Okay.
U-T-I-A-N? He has been receiving, Udian, he has been receiving endowments from Pfizer since 2005.
Yeah, of course he's going to promote it.
So this study is released saying that the only thing that works for hot flashes is an SNRI produced now by Pfizer.
Right, right. It's terrible.
And he receives money
to promote that. Right. It's corruption.
That's what's shocking. I don't know why it's shocking to me, but it's disturbing.
Well, it's disturbing because the average person isn't going to look deep enough to find out that there's a conflict of interest here. They're just going to take his advice because he's a doctor.
It took me maybe 10 minutes to find that information.
Right, right. Well, so think about hot flashes for a second. Everybody says it's a vaso response. So blood vessels are opening and closing. But that's not all it is. Body temperature is going up too. And the only thing that can raise body temperature is your thyroid. So while there may be some vasodilatory or constrictive responses going on, the thyroid is playing a role here too. No one pays attention to the thyroid in these women. Most of these women undergo thyroid problems at some. They become hypothyroid. The thyroid is going mad, swinging back and forth. Well, guess what hormone helps the thyroid function properly? Estrogen. Estrogen is responsible for thyroid hormone binding. It's responsible for thyroid function. It's also responsible for blunting the adrenal glands from overreacting. These women don't need SNRIs and SSRIs. They need a competent doctor who understands how to administer bioidentical hormones, plus they need to be told the truth about their diet and lack of exercise. That's it. Then you eliminate the chances of the risks of breast cancer and ovarian cancer and uterine cancer. You reduce the chronic inflammation in the body that leads to those cancers. You reduce the, you know, there's a responsibility that comes with getting older. Not everything works the same anymore. Get over it. Don't complain about, oh, I used to be able to.
Are you telling me to get over
getting
old?
No, people. You know, people will go, oh, I used to be able to eat a pizza and go to bed. Now if I have something right before bed, I can't sleep. Okay, so that's the new norm. Get over it. And if you want to take hormones, then you have to lead a more responsible life. You have to be more active, and you have to cut the crap out. That's it. Because your alternatives is become a zombie. Let them screw with your brain chemistry and become a zombie.
Okay, so, but part of my point in wanting to talk about this is who funded this study.
Oh, I agree.
And so I know Marion Nessel is coming on Monday.
Right.
And so we have her for the entire hour on Monday. One of the things I'd like for you to talk to her about is I get her newsletter and she's talking about industry funded studies.
Ah, yeah.
And she said so far she's got 65 studies that are funded by within their own industry and three that were not.
Right.
And so a while back I sent Alex an email saying something about, you know, this study was funded by its own industry. And he said, well, they have to be funded from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
And that's true.
That's true. But however, if it's conflict of interest, like this is a big conflict.
I also think
of interest.
That when something is funded by within the industry, you have to take it with different gravity. You have to look at it and go, wow, if science is funded from an industry and you apply critical thinking to their findings and you go, that doesn't make sense, then don't follow their findings. Okay. When
just like the scientist that said that Coca-Cola is not contributing
yes.
to obesity.
Yes.
And he was funded by Coca-Cola.
Right. So now you look at Dr. Stephanie Seneff and Dr. Anthony Samsel. They have nothing to gain from glyphosate not selling. It's not like they have the alternative to glyphosate. And if they could just knock glyphosate out of the market, they could take that market share. They have nothing to gain from glyphosate, being used and promoted. Or its lack thereof. But Monsanto, on the other hand, absolutely has a vested interest in glyphosate staying out there. So you have to take Monsanto's position and take it down 90%, and say 10% of them, of their research, is believable. Or use a gravity and say, I only believe them very little. And then you take a Dr. Seneff and Dr. Samsel, and you go, they have nothing to gain from whether glyphosate is a marketed product or not. Their science has to be taken with greater gravity. So that's what you have to do. When you see science that's funded from inside the industry is paying scientists to do it, you have to look at it and go, you know, I don't know if I believe that, and it doesn't make sense to me, so I'm not going to believe it. I'm going to go with what I believe to be true.
Mm-hmm.
You're better off making your own mistakes than having someone else shorten your life. I'm sorry. Because everybody makes mistakes. I'd rather be responsible for my own mistakes. That's the way I am. You want to go ahead and take a break?
That's fine.
We actually have to. All right, so do you have a story already picked out, or do you want to pick one out during the break?
We'll take one.
All right.
Pick one out.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPERHUMANRADIO to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach,
leave.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds, and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO healthy deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the former Peanut executive who got 28 years.
I'm so happy about that. And I hope we see more of this kind of stuff. I really do. I really, really do.
He didn't get the maximum sentence, which was 803 years in prison. He got 28.
800. I think it's so funny when they do stuff like that. The guy is only going to live till he dies. What good is it giving him 803 years? Isn't he in his 70s?
A 61-year-old. Parnell is his name.
He's going to die in prison if they give him 28. I mean, maybe they'll give him like a shortened sentence for good behavior, and he'll get out in 10 years or 8 years. But that, at his age, that's a life sentence.
It's the harshest criminal penalty ever for a U.S. producer in a foodborne illness case.
I mean, if you're sitting in front of a judge and you know you're going to be in jail for the rest of your life, and the judge goes to you, I'm sentencing you to 1,013 years in jail. You don't go, oh my God, not 1,013. Like, I'm going to be in jail for the rest of my life. I'm going to die in jail. Who's going to serve the other 900 and, you know, whatever years for me? I mean, that's just nonsense when they do that sort of stuff, judges.
He says, this is a quote, "It's just been a 7-year nightmare for me and my family." This is what he told the courtroom, which was filled with families of children who survived violent illnesses and elderly adults who died after eating his company's peanut butter.
Good.
"All I can do is come before you and ask for your forgiveness and the people back here. I'm sorry for what happened.
And I want to see the USDA inspectors that were involved in that project fired and fined for the dereliction of duty that allowed this guy to do what he did as long as he did. See, I'm all for the heads of companies rolling for the things that they do wrong. But I want to see the heads of the people of the agencies tasked with protecting the American people equally punished for dereliction of duty, because these people get a paycheck to make sure that oversight is provided so these companies can't do this kind of stuff. And the fact that these companies are doing this means they're not doing their job. They're taking taxpayer dollars. They're robbing us. They're stealing money from us. And they're getting paid to do jobs, and they're not doing it. I want to see the cut to go deeper. I want to see people at the FDA and USDA start getting punished. Because then, when that happens, when someone from the USDA goes to jail along with the company because he didn't do his job, or someone from the FDA goes to jail because Merck was able to, you know, slide something past them into the United States public's domain and kill 55,000 people, then things are going to change. Because then you're going to see people go, oh, man. Because right now they're untouchable. They're like, okay, you know, that's fine. He's going to go to jail.
In April, remember the egg executives?
Yeah, I'm waiting for them to
They were sentenced for 3 months.
That was it. Did he kill people too?
There were 1,900 illnesses. In May, ConAgra agreed to pay $11.2 million to settle federal charges that it shipped salmonella-tainted peanut butter, Peter Pan peanut butter, that sickened 625 people in 2007, but no executives were charged.
See? So this poor guy, and I say poor guy euphemistically, okay? This poor guy gets nailed to the cross because he owns the company. Right. But he's not big enough. He's not the ConAgra. He doesn't have friends in high places where he could just say, well, look, we'll just write a check. Can we just write a check so I don't have to do time? You know, I go back to this story and I'm not condoning this, but I'm just saying that when the Chinese government found out that the head of their FDA was receiving money and was corrupt, you know how they punished him, right? They killed him. They put him in front of a firing squad and they shot him. So what do you think that says to every other head of every other agency?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, they'll kill me if I do. I'm not taking bribes. I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not suggesting that we do something as draconian as that. But what I am suggesting is when these types of cases happen, not only should the people at the companies be punished with jail time, they shouldn't be able to write a check and make it go away, but the person that they interacted with, or the person whose job it was to provide oversight at our agency level, they need to go to jail too. You'll see how fast this industry will snap up. You won't hear of any salmonella poisonings anymore in the United States because they'll know, oh my God, I'm going to go to jail.
The prosecutors presented emails at the trial that said that once Parnell once directed employees to turn loose samples of peanuts after they tested positive for salmonella.
That's terrible.
And then were cleared in another test.
How is that any different than the people at Monsanto who know that at 3 milligrams a kilogram, cancer and diseases happen when it's exposed to glyphosate, and the person or people at the EPA that exchange emails with them saying you've got a problem, but not exposing the problem to the American people or not halting the product from being released into the public domain. How is that any different?
Another email showing that Parnell expressed concern to a plant manager that the delay is costing us huge money.
Yeah. Well, Now it's going to cost him a lot more money and time, because he's going to be staring at a wall all day long in prison. And hopefully they'll feed him peanut butter.
And it makes you not
sandwiches.
Feel sorry for him anymore after you hear these. But you're right. I mean, think about other people that
get to write a check.
Yeah, and even people at the EPA.
Yeah, they're like, oh well, we didn't do our job, and he's going to jail. They're probably going, yeah, see, justice is served. No, justice won't be served until you're punished too. And will we ever have a president? Will we ever have a congressman? Will we ever have a senator who isn't so worried about their own fiefdom that they will be willing to finally bite the hand that feeds them? Will we ever see that? Will the American people ever be served properly? Huh. I don't know.
Okay, so remember last year sometime we talked about the, I think it's the state of Illinois, that the microbeads that you find in cosmetic...
Yeah, they're showing up in waterways and...
Yeah, well they ban those? Well, now there was a new report that came out that said that there are 800 million of these abrasive beads that might be in the sludge produced daily by sewage plants.
800 million beads a day. 800 million beads a day is what you're saying. That's a lot.
No, the researchers estimated that 800 trillion of the abrasive beads may be in the sludge produced daily by sewage plants.
That's a lot. That's a lot. And where's it going to go? It goes into the environment.
The sludge is sometimes used as fertilizers, which means once it rains or once a farmer turns on an irrigation system, those beads may eventually end up in the waterways.
And we talked about this with Dr. Cheryl Rosenfeld. We were talking about tap water and how bad it is and all the things that are in it. And I said, you know, and now we're hearing research that's showing that bisphenols and phthalates and all these things that we're finding in rivers and streams are actually finding their way into our watersheds. These protected waterways underneath the surface of the earth where we drill down and we find pristine water, and we're finding out, oh my God, there's BPA in there now. And this is why.
Contaminants like these microbeads are not something our wastewater treatment plants were built to handle.
Oh, you
know
what?
Contamination is huge.
You know what? We have not updated our water treatment systems, municipal water treatment systems, in over close to 100 years. They have never, I mean, they're still using the same approaches to purifying water that comes out of your tap that they did 80, 90 years ago, but the contaminants aren't the same things that they were dealing with 80, 90 years ago. I mean, we have estrogens showing up in water that are found in women's birth control, because women are urinating and it's going right through the treatment plant and coming right out of your faucet.
That's why you have to use a filter.
That's it.
The only way to protect ourselves and marine life from these microbeads is just to ban them.
Why haven't they done it so far?
The state of Illinois has.
But the rest of the world, what are we waiting for? See, this is, you know what we're waiting for? Because right now there are companies who are lobbying their congresspeople and Capitol Hill and saying, look, you know, you can't just shut us down and we'll go out of business. You know, we can't do that. You can't just shut us down.
A single container of face wash can have as many as 300,000 of those microbeads in it.
Yeah. Well, women need to boycott those products. Women are the ones who use those things.
Yeah, but young kids like my niece, I think she said the other day that she was using that and I told her not to. Yeah. She doesn't know. Well, I mean, she's 15 or 16 years old.
You're right.
So they're marketing to these young kids who don't know. It's up to the parents.
Yeah. This is why the people need to be better educated about these things, because you can't wait for the government to save you.
Oh, there's 8 states who have passed a ban on these microbeads. It's California, who just became the 8th state in September, Colorado, Illinois, Maine, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Indiana, and Maryland.
You want to give Con Santori Davison props for posting something on our wall that we talked about already?
On Carl's Facebook page, Con Santori posted the Seeding Fear documentary.
So if you're my friend, go to Facebook and watch the documentary yourself. It's really good.
It's about 10 minutes long.
Yeah, check it out. We'll be right back.
At RUI-products.com, we offer the most accurately dosed high-quality peptides and research chemicals for all your laboratory needs. RUI-products.com is one of the oldest names in the business. Find out why the scientific community trusts RUI-products.com to provide the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SUPER15 and get 15% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best. RUI-products.com.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink NutriCafe. NutriCafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. NutriCafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the NutriCafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one NutriCafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Elisa, could you do me a favor? Would you shake your Laffy Taffy? Shake that Laffy Taffy, girl. There you go. Fidget. There you go. Ah, she's shaking her Laffy Taffy, guys. Welcome back. Oh, I'm sorry.
Am I on?
Yeah, there you are.
Okay. I have a question for you.
Okay.
Can exercise be replaced with a pill?
If the pharmaceutical industry has their way.
So there was a new release that just came out that says that scientists are trying hard to find a way to have a pill that will replace exercise.
Yeah, because people are too lazy to actually do it, to actually exercise.
They actually said, we have recognized the need for exercise pills for some time, and this is an achievable goal.
Right.
Are people so lazy that they can't exercise?
Well, I think what they want to use it for are people who have compromised health and they can't exercise as an adjunct to getting them up and exercising and or allowing them to recognize the benefits of exercise when they can't. So take a guy or a girl who is a quadriplegic.
Mm-hmm.
They undergo a great deal of muscle wasting that affects them terribly.
That it makes sense in this case.
Yeah. So if they could give them a pill that would allow them to maintain that level of muscularity, maybe their outcome would be better.
I agree with you. However, our society is one of such that they want things instantly, and if they think that they can have exercise and a pill and not have to do it, then they probably will.
But we already have. This study talks about the fact that several institutions are working towards finding a candidate for an exercise pill.
It says here several laboratories are developing exercise pills, which at this early stage are being tested in animals to primarily target skeletal muscle performance and improve strength and energy use, essentially producing stronger and faster muscles.
Several of these are things that we use in this community.
And how did you, what are they?
Well, one of them is resveratrol. And we just happen to take the single best resveratrol product in the world from RevGenetics, which is Nitro 250. It produces the highest bioavailability of resveratrol per dose than anything out there, better than a patch, better than anything. Resveratrol is one of them. We've actually talked about resveratrol on this show. Remember, I had the scientists on when that idiot from the Daily Mail in the UK wrote that article saying, don't go to the gym, have another glass of wine.
Yes.
Which was stupid. And he even said it was stupid, and he was so saddened that that's the way they interpreted his research.
What about the guy from that wrote that article, the guy who's the Blue Zones guy,
yeah,
for the New York Times, saying that he didn't exercise, he just drank wine?
Yeah, yeah, he's a moron. But I say that so matter of fact. Like, yeah, he's a moron, yeah. But the resveratrol is one of them. Another one is ALCAR, ribonucleotide. So those of us who partake in peptides for our lab animals, not for ourselves, we know that ALCAR is one of those agents that they're researching, that its effect on building muscle. And we also know about hormones. Irisin is one of the hormones that they're researching, which is fibronectin type 3 domain containing protein 5, as well as, let's not forget, testosterone. So, you know, these are out there, but none of them are going to replace exercise. None of them, because these pills are not going to increase your VO2 max. They're not going to release BDNF that's going to make your brain thrive and grow new neuronal connections. It's not going to release endorphins that make you happier with your life. Not having the load bearing effects, will not have bone transforming factors that improve bone mineral uptake. I mean, this is going to be like, this is like saying, you know, instead of having to go to 4 years of college, we're going to come out with a pill that gives you the knowledge. Well, it doesn't give you the experience. It doesn't give you the richness of going to college. It doesn't give you the connections that you make. It doesn't give you all the other things. So, but I can see it being used by those of us who want to acquire greater strength and conditioning as methods of improving our outcomes with the work that we're doing already. I do see that. And I'm sure they're worried about that, right? They're worried about it being abused.
Yes, yeah. They said that.
Of course. Of course.
But just take the resveratrol. But didn't you say that you shouldn't take it prior to exercise?
No, because the scientists who came on and talked about resveratrol's ability to produce the effects of exercise says that if you take it before exercise, it actually makes you fatigued faster. So you have to take it when you don't exercise or after you exercise to kind of expand on the effects of your exercise. And he said that you could use it kind of the way you would use. So if you were a runner and you ran with a weight belt around your waist, so that when you stripped yourself of the weight belt, you actually were able to run faster. You could use resveratrol that way. If you want to train using resveratrol before your workout, know that your workout is going to feel a lot harder. But then if you train with it 5, 6, 7 days in a row and then stop using it, you'll find that you springboard from that and you're stronger from it, which is a great way to use resveratrol if you're looking for it to produce better results from the gym. And we have all these things available to us now. We don't have to wait for these guys to scientifically prove it.
I just wanted to mention really quick that McCormick's is going to be going non-GMO and organic. It plans to ramp up its non-GMO and organic offerings by next year.
So important, because McCormick is the largest producer of herbs and spices, number one. Number two, we know that herbs and spices, because they're dehydrated, they're highly concentrated, so any poisons that are in there are delivered to you in larger amounts. And also, we know that the sources of plants used for these herbs and spices are typically heavily sprayed crops. So I applaud them. That's
yes,
fantastic.
I'm so glad that they're doing that. But there are other sources of organic and
now,
yes.
Yeah, so they're just going to catch up.
They're just going to catch up, and maybe they'll be less expensive because there's more competition, because they're pricey, the organic ones.
And
pricey.
And McCormick is known to be a less expensive spice for people who cook.
Yeah, but like even Kroger has organic. They have a really good options. Their Simple Truth, I think, is the name of their organic line.
Yeah. We want to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to announce the winner of this week's Secret Word Contest and also acknowledge two people who donated money to the show. I'm so impressed by that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I am a big fan of Only Goodness Inside, the MGDO Healthy Deodorant. I'm a businesswoman. I have to dress up at work. It goes on smooth, it dries quickly, and it never gets on my clothes.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle Bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
I like the song. Oh, no, no, no. I can't. No. That's a curse word.
Oh.
It's a curse word song. I don't know how these songs stay in there. I really don't. I try to remove them all, but they seem to work their way back in all the time. First thing I want to do is acknowledge a couple people that actually donated money to us. So Elisa told Michael, you know, our web person. He said, you know, all these other websites that do radio shows, they have a donate now button.
And we didn't have one.
And I said, no, we don't need one because we have advertisers. And you were like, well, they have advertisers too. They have banner ads and all of that. I said, that's fine. Put it up there, but put it at the bottom of the website. So Michael put it all the way at the bottom right-handed website. I figured no one will see it there and we'll just forget about it. So the first person was Peter Lakatos. He lives in Hungary. And he actually has, his website, I believe, is kettlebell.hu. He teaches Krav Maga, which is a type of self-defense. He's a certified kettlebell teacher. One day, we get a donation. I'm like, what?
Called me and told me, and I'm like, really?
You're not going to believe this. I said, we just got a donation. It was like a big deal, right?
We were so excited.
I know. Because I figured no one's going to see it, and no one's going to bother donating. You know, I'm not going to worry about that. I figured we'll leave it there for a while, and we'll just take it down.
Because I do know a lot of people... Their form of donating is
buying the
from the sponsors.
Products.
Yes. Yeah. Buying from the sponsors.
So we didn't expect anything. So that was the first one. And thank you so much, Peter Lakatos. Again, he lives in Hungary. But then an old friend of ours made a major donation. I mean, I was like, and that's Lothar Trippke.
Yeah.
From
Lothar,
Germany.
Such a good guy.
I know. And it's like all of a sudden I called you up. I said, you're not going to believe this. We just got another donation. And you said who? I said, Lothar Trippke. And I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe that, you know, people found it. And now I kind of feel guilty because, you know, should we be taking donations? But Lothar once told me a long time ago, Lothar actually, before we even ever had a donate now button, Lothar sent me money one time on Facebook, on PayPal. And I said, what is this for? And he says, you give so much good information. He goes, you know, I just feel like I want to give back. And that's exactly what Peter Licato said. He goes, you know, I get so much great information from you, and I'm not accustomed to taking information for free, so I feel like I wanted to give something back. So I just had to acknowledge those two guys. They're wonderful.
So thank nice.
Yeah,
thank
really
you.
Really surprising. Okay, so we should go ahead and announce the winner of this week's Secret Word competition, and the name is... His name is David Florida, and he doesn't live in Florida. He lives in Portage, Michigan. MI is Michigan, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations. You will be receiving a brand new Hot Logic Mini portable automatic oven and the Real Paleo cookbook, recipe book from Dr. Lauren Cordain. It'll go out Monday, and I'm also going to email him just in case he doesn't hear the podcast in time.
I won a Hot Logic Mini for my birthday. That's you asked me this morning what I want for my birthday.
Okay, I know that they are so
cool. I want
cool.
one.
You know, I didn't bring lunch today because I was fasting, and I thought you and I were going to go out to lunch afterwards. But you have things to do, business wise. So, my good friend Brian next door brought me a pound of pulled pork from this great barbecue place. I'm smelling it right now, and I just want to let all the registered dietitians out there know that I will be consuming 96 grams of protein in a single sitting So pray for my kidneys, won't you? Say a prayer for my kidneys. Okay.
And did you want to say something about the tool?
Yeah,
the
toolbar? I don't know if anybody uses the Alexa toolbar now. It allows you to rate websites and stuff like that. But we're trying to gather better information about the people who come to our website. And the more people who actually have the Alexa toolbar installed on their browser, whether it's Firefox or Chrome or Explorer or whatever, it helps us better understand who our audience is from a demographic standpoint, which actually helps us make better decisions about what sponsors to bring aboard. If you're inclined, I'm not saying, you know, please do this, because some people don't want to be bothered with add-ons on their browser. You know, oh, I don't want to put an add-on on my browser. It may slow things down, you know. And so I understand that. But if you're inclined to add a toolbar, could you add the Alexa toolbar if you don't already have it? I got a feeling that a lot of people already have it. But once we hit a critical point number of enough people, then Alexa starts giving us information. We actually pay Alexa every month to do SEO work for us. And they said, you know, we could do a lot better. The person that Michael interfaces with said, we could do a lot better job for you if some of your listeners actually had the Alexa toolbar on their browser, because we'd be able to do better SEO work for you. So if you're inclined to install the Alexa toolbar on your browser, it would help. If you're not, no harm, no foul. We still love you.
And I just wanted to thank Carla Dixon. She sent us a thank you card.
Yeah, that was so sweet. That's the first thank you card we've ever gotten.
She's the one who won the Live On Labs.
Yeah.
And she sent us a really nice thank you card. So thank you, Carla, for the thank you card.
Yeah, and David Florida, if you're listening, when you get your Hot Logic Mini and your cookbook, could you please take a picture of it and put it up on my Facebook wall and tag Elisa and I? Would really be very appreciative of you with your prize. We have anything else?
I think that's it.
It's been a great week. We have amazing shows. Elisa is knocking it out of the park. Alex is knocking it out of the park. We have some amazing shows next week.
We do.
I mean, some inspiring shows and some groundbreaking shows. So we hope you can tune in then. Thanks for listening this week.
Bye.
See you next week.